We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been in a group and the individual in charge asks you to stand on this side while asking others to stand on the other side? Have you ever tried out for a team and the coach asked you to go to his office and kept the other players on the court or the field? Maybe you've been asked to work in another area of the office separate from the other employees. Each day in life, people experience being separated from others. There are many different reasons for separating people. Sometimes teachers have to separate students who talk a lot from those who do not talk much. Then there are students who are actually separated from the traditional school setting to alternative schools or specialized settings because of academics, behavior, ability, or athletics. Have you ever been separated from the crowd or group? If you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have been separated and set aside for the purpose of the gospel. In Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, it is written, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. By the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you are the called of Jesus Christ. Paul, who was once called Saul, was separated from all he had done and associated with in the past to become an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul describes himself as a bondservant in the first verse in the book of Romans. He was called while traveling on the road to Damascus. During that conversation with Jesus, it was shared with him that he would be separated for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul states in Romans chapter 1:1 that he is a bondservant of Jesus Christ. This is a common New Testament word for servant. Paul elevates this word by using it in its Hebrew sense to describe a servant who willingly commits himself to serve a master he loves and respects. Paul shares with us that he was called to be an apostle in the first verse. Then he shares with us that you were called of Jesus Christ. Yes, he called out. Yes, he called you out to bring you in. You are the called of Christ, separated from the world and reconciled to God. You have been separated from the world and called out for the assembly. Live like the called ones, separated for a purpose. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.